These great patriotic Americans paid far more for what they believed than you or I have had to pay for what we believe. Surely if they could commit their lives to the birth of a nation, you and I can do as much for the rebirth of a nation in the light of the truth of God's word in our day and in our time. When the going got tough, these men had no one to turn to for help in the time of great need because there were no WOW ambassadors to share with them the accuracy of God's word. Yet they stood for what they believed, even to the end of torture and death. God has not required of us our blood because Christ paid the price. God has assured us that he is our strength, our mighty power, our high tower, our shield and buckler, our grace to help in the time of need. Cannot we stand taller than our forefathers even, unwavering as sons of the highest, carrying his light? As the famous poem about the midnight ride of Paul Revere declares, to every Middle Essex village and farm, we are approaching the midnight hour, and still there are so many who wait for the light. Like the men of Macedonia in Paul's vision, as recorded in Acts 16:9, people everywhere across our land are still crying out, help us. Can you make the time in this urgent hour to help? Those words are taken from the Way magazine of last year that I wrote. And others are from a young man in the state of Indiana, Mr. Jacobs, whom I asked to compile some of these facts for me on all the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence. And in abbreviated form, he capsuled everything for me, and I have the whole brochure of what happened to every man who dared to sign his name to that Declaration of Independence. But ladies and gentlemen, that Declaration of Independence made possible your presence here tonight and will make possible our freedom of gathering together and the presence of people all over these United States if in our day and time we reach out with the greatness and the integrity and the wonderfulness of God's word. As I said on July the 4th, 1776, the Continental Congress with the 13 states adopted this Declaration of Independence. 5 years later, in March 1781, the Articles of Confederation were accepted. 6 years later, which brings us to May of 1787, is when 55 men representing 12 states drafted the Constitution of these our United States in the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia. Rhode Island was the only one of the states that refused to attend. The Constitution was ratified by all 13 states on May the 29th, 1790. The last state to ratify it was Rhode Island. It would never have been ratified had it not included the first 10 amendments, which are referred to as the Bill of Rights. There were 12 amendments submitted, but only 10 were accepted. And these 10, plus the Constitution, made it possible for the states to ratify the Constitution. So in practice, the first 10 amendments are a part of the Constitution of these, our United States. The Constitution is the law of our land. What that Constitution says, that Constitution means. And we are to be governed by the laws of the Constitution of these, our United States. Even as the Word of God is the law of God, we as children of God are to be governed by the law of God, the Word of God. As American citizens, we are to be governed by the law of the land, which is the Constitution of these, our United States. I would like to read you the preamble of this Constitution. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America. That, ladies and gentlemen, was a high and noble purpose. Now listen to a few of those amendments known as the Bill of Rights. Article 1, which is the first of those amendments in the Bill of Rights. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievance. Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Article 3. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their own persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. Article 5. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service, in time of war or public danger. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb. Those are a part of the first 5 amendments to the Constitution known as the Bill of Rights. Taking even the first 4 of these, something has been happening in our country which is absolutely contrary to the law of our land. And unless the peoples of these, our United States, get knowledgeable of the law of our land and demand justice and rights according to that law, you will have no law of the land left. The religious masses in our country for the most part, have simply been brainwashed to act religious. We go through the format, kneeling, bowing, counting beads, doing something else. But they have no knowledge, accurate knowledge of God's word. As 2 Timothy 3:5 says, have a form of what? Godliness, but deny the power thereof. They have been brainwashed to accept and follow the status quo. And Matthew 15:4 says, if the blind lead the blind, both of them go down in the ditch. They have been brainwashed to not ask any questions, just act without questioning. And Acts 88:32 says, then you're going to be led like sheep to the slaughter. They have been brainwashed to believe they're right and no one else has the right to disagree with them. They have been brainwashed to call everyone or every group a cult or a heretic that they do not approve of. Brainwashed to destroy at all costs the threatening opposition to the way that things are. Well, Acts 19 has a record of some people who got brainwashed. It begins in verse 21. After these things were ended, Paul purposed in his spirit, when he had passed through Macedonia and Achaia, to go to Jerusalem, saying, after I've been there, I must also see Rome. So he sent unto Macedonia two of them that minister unto him, Timothy and Erastus. But he himself stayed in Asia Minor for a season.